Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
We're excited to welcome our friend, morning radio host John Kincaid from 97.5 The Fanatic, who, just by way of explanation, spent years in Atlanta. How many years, John?
26.
26.
That's a little more than a sojourn.
Yeah.
26. That is more than a generation.
That is true. So 26 years in Atlanta, but always a Philly guy, and now
grew up here.
Back there in Philadelphia. So before we talk about any of the sports, you know, you're a radio guy. We speak the same language. You know what hard out means. We're in a segment with a hard out. So I want to start with what I consider to be the most important thing. How are you feeling?
I am in the midst of treatment number 9 of my 12 round chemo treatments. I have to do double chemo because of my history and because of the aggressiveness of the cancer that I had in my colon. I would suggest every guy that if you could get a colon, if you get a colonoscopy, I had a clean colonoscopy at 50, perfectly clean, and I had cancer, colonoscopy at 57, and I was years away from my next scheduled colonoscopy. So everybody, if you can do it, it's worth it. If you can find a way to get your doctor to make sure you get it, I would suggest every 5 years is just what I would suggest. But I'm in 9th treatment. It's really hard, Amy. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The mental fog is terrible. The physical fatigue is terrible. But everything else, I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. I want my hair back, though.
Oh.
Like Samson. Like, my hair is not falling out totally, but it's falling out in places. Mm. So I shave it. I've shaved it down.
Yes.
But I want my hair back. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
How much?
But I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. And the doctors tell me I'm doing great.
Good.
So
good.
They tell me I'm doing great. So that's where I'm at.
That's awesome. How much joy do you still find in working, whether it's good Philly sports time or it's not, just the being able to continue doing the show?
It is. And honestly, though, as I go home, I get done my morning show. I'm home usually by like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I will sleep for like three and a half hours, get up, start planning tomorrow's show, have dinner, watch General Hospital, of course, and then find a way to get to bed after, maybe even take another small nap so I can stay up and watch like Red October or whatever it is right now we've got going on.
I love the fact that not even chemo can keep you from General Hospital. That's
I've seen people make miracle recoveries in Port Charles. So I'm thinking I can do that too. And I'm checking out Genoa City too. So I'm young and the rest. Give me a little time. A lot of time on the couch. It's driving me crazy, but I have 43 days left, and I'm doing it. And I thank you for it.
Amazing. There is only one acceptable outcome. I got
that
you.
Is that's our family motto, and we're very, very excited for it.
John Kincaid with us from Philadelphia, getting set for his morning show, mentions the hunt for Red October. Why is this Phillies team different than a year ago?
They're better. The bullpen's better. Trey Turner added to that lineup makes them better. They have last year's experience to build off of, where last year they sent a bunch of kids to the postseason, like Bryson Stott, like Alec Bohm, like Brandon Marsh. There's just experience on their side now. And those guys parlayed last year's playoff experience into a great regular season, elevating their game, Bohm, Stott, and everything, becoming cornerstones of the franchise moving forward. And to now take that playoff, they're a very poised team, and the veterans make it very loose, so they don't feel that playoff pressure, the tight sphincter going out there and playing games. And so I think that it really helps them. They have a lot of fun together. I've never seen a veteran group in baseball, Amy, that takes the youngsters under wing the way this group did, ever in my entire career. And I don't go into – I go into baseball clubhouses usually like 10 times a year for a team that I cover, you know, in town, maybe 12, go to batting practice, talk to some players, talk to some coaches and everything. I've never seen anything like the last couple of years, though, the way the veterans on this team – and it really, it's a lot of Schwarber, a lot of Harper, mm-hmm. that they put their arms around young players and support them and don't relegate them to, hey, rookie, shut your mouth, be quiet. They let these kids have a personality and everything and express themselves, and it's a lot of fun to watch. They're a fun team to watch.
Okay, so then this might be a tougher question. I know they had an injured Bryce Harper at the beginning, but why didn't they mount a challenge for the Braves in the East?
Well, I think not having Harper for two plus months really sort of kept it from being more cosmetically close. But I don't think they're as good built for 162 as the Braves are. And the problem for the Braves is that they're not asking them now to play 162. Last Tuesday, everybody's record was 0-0. And it goes into a five-game series. I think the Phillies and many of the experts have, you know, the experts, the insiders in baseball have talked about teams that are built for October. I think this team's built for October. They've got sluggers. They have guys who have shown on a big stage that they have complete confidence in themselves. I mean, when you talk about Harper and Schwarber alone, those two right there have done a great job. And I think they lift others. I think they're guys who lift other players. And and Rob Thompson is just, he's done a nice job. He pushes the right buttons, and this team believes in him. And it's going to be another problem. It's another problem for the Braves. It really is. I think that the little known too, the Phillies got to the Braves closer, Iglesias, twice in the last series of the year. They beat him. He had blown saves against the Phillies. Phillies won the season series in Atlanta, 4-3. And they got to their closer and made him blow two saves at the end of the year. To me, that means something, like in the head, that they're going to have that confidence that was just a couple weeks ago. They managed to get him, and it's just it might just be that the two teams, it's a good matchup, Amy. It's a good matchup for the Phillies. They play well. And if that series, and I'll tell you right now, if the series is split, leaving Atlanta, it won't go back.
Well, and that's huge because the Phillies have won six consecutive series openers, which is big because they put their stamp on it right away. It's what they did to Atlanta last year. So what would you like to see with the pitching staff? Because as I understand, we don't have a game one starter yet.
I think we do. I think I would make a very educated guess that it's going to be Ranger Suarez, who started game one last year. Now, he only went at the time. He was a youngster. Only went 3 2/3. But the Phillies' offense jumped out and carried them. Now, tomorrow, Spencer Strider is an entirely different animal.
Yes.
He's somebody who has dominated the Phillies. In fact, I'm very concerned that it's going to have to be Zach Wheeler in game two that goes out there against, hopefully, for the Braves fans, Max Fried is ready to go and at what they expect. Because I think Wheeler, it may be in a position where he's got to win game two on Monday night in order to send this series back to Philadelphia tied 1-1. Because Spencer Strider, Philly fans can have all the bravado in the world that we want to have, and we have plenty of it. But Spencer Strider has dominated them. He has taken their lunch money, he has given them the atomic wedgie, and he has kissed their girlfriends. But last year in the postseason, they got to him. Last year they got to him in the postseason. That's the only time they've made Spencer Strider look anything even human. So it's a huge advantage for the Braves. If they don't get game one, the series may be over in three.
Okay, John.
In the Phillies' favor.
Yes, John Kincaid with us from 97.5 The Fanatic, getting set to do his morning show in Philadelphia.
Sure. And I'll be juiced up, can you tell?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
John taught me the value of uncomfortable radio, which I think is so much fun, which is why he doesn't mind talking about atomic wedgies and kissing other people's girlfriends. Okay.
Sure. It gets uncomfortable at times.
It does. No, it's fun that way. I talk about being a bully on the playground sometimes. That's an analogy I use. Knocking a kid over and stealing his lunch money. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it prepared you for being in the industry that you joined.
It's
where
true.
And when you joined the industry, if a woman didn't knock somebody over and stand up for herself, she didn't get ahead in this business. But thankfully now we have a lot of folks like you and Maggie and everything representing women in our industry. Sandra Golden in Atlanta, one of my favorites.
Yes.
Like I love it. Rhea Hughes in Philly. We have so many women now who are prominent in our field because of the fact that you guys knocked a few people over on the lunch chart and didn't back down.
Well,
didn't back down, and we've known each other for a generation ourselves.
We have.
So, I mean, it's the way it works.
Yes, thank you. John's always been an ally. All right, we're going to transition here. Eagles 4-0, but haven't played their best football, at least in my opinion. What do need to do to step up?
They have two new coordinators, and that's the big thing, is that last year they had two second-year coordinators coming into their own that had already bumped their knees and everything like that and made their errors in their first year. Right now you got Sean Desai running the defense, and you have Brian Johnson running the offense, and they're having growing pains. And I'm not talking the Kirk Cameron, Alan Thick version. I mean, it is not a I'll sing the song for you if you want. They're going through growing pains. I think the speed of the game seems to be a little much for Brian Johnson right now on calling offensive plays. I think that'll work out. But what I love about this team is that unlike the Bills, unlike the Cowboys, unlike all these other, you know, glamour teams that people talk about, the Eagles can not play their best and win. When those teams don't play their best, they lose. And I think that's the difference. And Nick Sirianni has done a spectacular job.
Run the ball, stop the run.
Yep.
That's a formula that they have used for sure.
And the passing game went nuts last week. So they're starting to get the passing game going. And once that happens, I think the Eagles are going to steamroll through people. And it's just going to be a matter of, can they beat the 49ers out and can they beat the Cowboys out? And I think those are the only two threats in the NFC.
Strong words from our friend John. Okay, so we're going to transition quickly. 2 minutes to go before our heart out. This is what Nick Nurse has to say about the 76ers with or without James Harden.
I don't think it's been much of a distraction at all so far. We've worked very hard thinking about this team the way it is now. And I think, again, we'll if that changes in any way, whether it's with James or with other guys coming in, we'll make the adjustments hopefully as need be.
All right, so John Kincaid, are the Sixers better with or without James Harden?
They're better with Harden, but that's not saying anything because they're not good enough with Harden. So, I mean, they're not good enough to beat Boston. They're not good enough to beat Milwaukee. There is a potential that they then fall into the malaise of being with the Clevelands and the Knicks and everything like that in the middle of the Eastern Conference where you can win 50 games. You can go out there, but you're not going to win in May. You're not going to be able to win a second-round series. The Sixers aren't good enough, and James Harden is a distraction, and he's a clown. He's a clown. His antics are childish. His antics are totally self-involved. And honestly, I'll be glad when he's gone from the franchise, but they're definitely better with him. His talent, they're definitely better with him.
So all can be forgiven with a quick hug?
No. I think the fans are tired of him, honestly. I don't think it's gonna go the way James wants it to go. But James just wants it to go to the next strip club. That's really where he's looking at.
See what I mean? Uncomfortable radio.
Yep.
This is what I'm talking about.
What can I say? He wants to be paid in ones at his next stop.
Oh, okay, enough.
All right, Amy, I love you. Take care, all right? Get
all
that
right,
heart
John.
Out.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Football season is finally back, and BetQL is here to help you win more consistently this year. BetQL is an absolute game changer if you're looking to find trends to help you win. Make smarter bets on spreads, totals, player props, and more. BetQL has already helped over 300,000 people with powerful analytics and community insights. Don't fumble away your cash this football season. Visit BetQL.com for their free daily analysis today. That's BetQL.com. BetQL.com.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.